Yeah. No, we got a sponsor this weekend, Go Hitch Go. They came on for the duel only, so it'll be interesting if we race our way in what goes on between Thursday night and Sunday. But definitely thankful for them coming on board. As far as the prep off season, just always working on being better qualifying. We needed to pick up over a half a second last year to be able to make it. And this year, I think, you know, that would have probably been closer to a second if it was the same group last year. So feel like with the practice we got today that we were able to make some advancements and be quicker than we were last year. So we'll find out tonight. Definitely not still looking that we're going to qualify in the top two, but just looking to improve on the delta from last year. And as a small team, just keep getting better each time we come here. Yeah, you know, I think that's what makes it fun. I like it better this year than I did last year with only two going home. Obviously, the chances of us making it are a lot less, but the fun trying to make it will be a lot more no matter what. So I have a completely different outlook than even my crew chief. He's like, man, these people keep adding and there's more cars. And I'm like, dude, it'll be more fun. Trust me. We like chaotic, and now the duels will be a lot more chaotic than normal. So we're very much looking forward to that. Yeah, I mean, so I've been able to race with Jimmy and Martin a lot, but it's still cool anytime you get to share the track with them. And Helio, you know, I know he's new to a cup car, but I've always been a fan of his racing and the things he's accomplished. So to share the track with him will be awesome. And then all the other guys are my friends, people I've raced with, and just, you know, honestly, just enjoy the chance to get out there and try to be one of the top two. Yeah, so Atlanta, I think it's next weekend. And then, so both Atlantas, both Talladegas, both Daytonas, the Coca-Cola 600, I believe it'll be. We're going to do that. And then, you know, just go from there. We don't have any plans to do any more. Right now, that's the only thing I'm looking at. But definitely, you know after last year getting to do the part-time schedule that I enjoy it. And I enjoy the cup car, even though, you know, races we would add past those races were obviously going there to probably compete for last or next to last. But it, on speed, I mean, obviously with attrition, you finish better than that sometimes. But realistic speed, we're going to be close to last at any track other than a speedway type track. And I think that I've learned that, you know, driving a next-gen car is fun enough that I'm willing to work and try to get better to keep going to those tracks, and that I do enjoy even that challenge.
Well, you built, I think, one hell of a fan base. I think, was it last fall at Talladega where they pushed you to the lead?
Yeah, it was actually the first race there. Yeah, we, you know, just cruising, just trying to figure out how fast we were. And it was about the fuel mileage stuff started for most people around lap six. There were still some people running wide open. We went back and looked at SMT. So, I mean, it was legitimate that we got up there. We got up there, obviously, partially because of fuel strategy. But, you know, the car was quick enough to do it. And that's what we wanted to know, right? And, you know, it was pretty cool getting up there. And, you know, getting the fans that I've had have always been really loyal to me. And you know, it was cool to get them a couple laps led with the 78 and the all-black car. It was just it was a neat experience. But, you know, we were doing it more for information to try to see where we would be at. And at that point, we didn't have help with, you know, any kind of pit road system like the key partner teams have. And we ended up running out of fuel. So we got that sorted out, you know, for the races after that. We didn't have any more issues. But thankfully, I was able to get out of the way and not tear up any cars when that did happen. So the additional downtime, we've been building, trying to increase you know, get to where we can increase the funding for the racing, because we only have a certain amount that we can spend and, you know, not ultimately, you know, put ourselves in trouble. So we have a set amount that we spend on racing each year. And that's what Jessica and I have agreed to. And, you know, that's what we're doing. And with all the spare time, we're trying to make more money. We have a decent amount of capital to invest and do different things, you know, with the businesses we've done over the years and real estate and different things. So we're trying to build up that income. And, you know, one thing we're doing is a mountain coaster and alpine coaster in Pigeon Forge, right? So very thankful to be doing that in that town. It's a special place. I don't know if you've been there lately, but they have so much to offer between Pigeon Forge, Gatlinburg, and Sevierville. It's really a cool tourist town and a very, you know, very awesome you know, just hometown too. We bought a cabin over there. We bought a cabin with 11 acres, I think it is. And it's just a cool place to go spend time with the family. And, you know, we thought, let's get into the amusement sector and try to do something different than we've ever done. And I had a friend over there that's done a lot of stuff in town, and he owns a go-kart track and putt-putt. He owns another coaster. And we reached out to him and said, hey, if you're willing to do something, we'd be interested in it. And he called and he's like, I want to do a racing coaster. And by the way, it'll be the first one ever. And I was like, that sounds good to me. So we literally got the idea pitched to us for the coaster probably at 5 o'clock on, let's say, a Tuesday. And we committed at 9 o'clock on Wednesday that we were going to do it. And obviously it was a big deal, but it's right on the parkway. It's going to put a lot of smiles on people's faces, and we're looking forward to that venture, and just you know, trying to build different things that we've not always been into, but just working towards building up our businesses.
So is this—
I don't know. I don't— what I like about my life now is I still own two Junior Motorsports cars. I may sell them, I may keep them. Still own, I don't know, a lot of Roush cars, let's put it that way. With the people we have and the equipment we have, we could say, hey, we want to go race in 3 weeks, and we could legitimately do it and probably put together a top 20 effort out of our shop, you know, right off the bat. So I'm not crossing out running Xfinity race. It's just not on my mind right now. So I may wake up and say, you know what, I'm going to racetrack, and that happened. But right now it's not in the plans.
So is this just a labor of love coming out here because it's the
500? Or? Nah, it's a passion, man. Like this thing, this is the 500, dude. It's 2.5 hours from my hometown, and I raced New Smyrna 1,000 times if I raced it once, and it's right down the road, and it was always a dream. You know, I'd leave New Smyrna and come eat at Wing House or Hooters or something and be looking at Daytona and be like, man, I wish I could race there. And guess what? Now I've run 5 500s and I don't know how many 400s. And yeah, I missed the race last year, and its chances are very low that we'll make it this year. But I don't care, dude. Like, I enjoy it, have fun. And any chance to be on Daytona is a blast. It's an honor. And that's why we're here. Yeah, I mean, honestly, for us, it makes it easier for us to get in the race, because if they don't qualify in on time, you know, if I own that car, I'd say, hey, take the provisional, because the pay is less than the cost of the car, right? So he really has no reason to race in. So it, you know, from a standpoint of looking, trying to make the race, my opinion, it would be like, okay, it kind of helped us, but I don't like it. I mean, bottom line, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I don't agree with that. I think this is the Cup Series. I think whoever you are, you should have to earn your way in. And realistically, if you're not fast enough to get in the race, why would you even want to race? Right. So I don't agree with it at all, but you know, that's what we're allowed to say what we think, and, you know, see what happens. So it's something that, you know, I feel like, I think my biggest thing was, you know, Jimmy don't have it, Martin don't have it, they both should have it, right? So, you know, it is what it is. Like a couple of them have said, we don't make the rules, right? We just, you know, abide by them. And I, you know, I'm a huge fan of NASCAR, love everything they do, but I think in this particular situation, definitely not a fan of that. You know, I think that would be the smart, disciplined thing to do. But what I've learned with speedway racing, with the experience I have, is you can come up with all the plans you want, and then when the green drops and you look out your front window, that's when you truly learn the mindset of the other drivers for that particular race on that particular day. And until you see that, you don't know what you should do. So these drivers are the best drivers in the world at driving stock cars. And when you get out there in a Cup Series, you see that. And if it's a night that they choose to be a little wild and say, hey, we're going to mix it up and have some fun, maybe you shouldn't be in the middle of it, right? But you know what? Maybe I just want to have a good time too, and I might go. So I think for me, I used to think about the strategy a lot. And 2 years, 3 years ago, I just quit. And I'm like, you know what? I got enough seat time with these things. I can look out the front window and tell what everybody's up to and make my decision there. So I won't make my decision until the green drops.
Like that event race to make the Daytona 500 and then
I think as far as, you know, the biggest thing we fight is we're not a key partner, right? And there's other cars out there that aren't key partners too. They fight the same thing. It's, you know, we have to enter the race knowing we're by ourselves and then hope somebody needs us to get a better finish, right? Other cars can enter it. Even open cars can enter it saying, hey, I've got two or three friends that are going to help me, and they're going to be able to play their race that way. So that's the biggest disadvantage. Other than that, like you said, with the performance last year, I learned myself, and we proved that, you know, we're fast enough to get up there towards the top 10 at least, maybe even further. I think we got to fifth last year, third or something, but we even led a couple laps at Talladega. But it's bottom line, our car is competitive out of our little shop with three full-time shop employees. So we know that, and we know that we have a chance on that front. What we don't like is we have no chance in qualifying. Looking at our stats from last year, the years before with the next gen car, we just never got enough speed on our own to even have a shot at it. And we have the right pieces. We have a great engine. We have a great car. We just have to get it all put together right as a small team with lack of information. And that's what we don't like, and that's what we keep working on. And today with the practice session, we were able to gain a lot of speed on what we would have had if we didn't. I still know we're not a top two qualifier tonight, but we've closed much of the delta down to where if it was last year, we'd be a lot closer, right, with less cars. So we keep continuing to work on our single lap speed on our own. Like I said, we're very limited on information that we get. But as far as the race, I have no doubt that we have the car that, you know, with the right circumstances, I can draft up there and be the leading open car. That's not a problem. Yeah, I think for our team, it'll be just we're going to add the 600, and other than that, that'll be that. I believe that I've talked to Carl some, and I like driving for Carl. You know, he's trying to do the same thing we are, get better each week, and anytime we're doing that and we're working towards it and there's the correct funding to make that happen, then I'm all about driving the car. So I have spoke with him, and who knows if I'll drive for him or not, but I definitely enjoy driving for that team and enjoy driving for Carl. Yeah, thank you.